Assalamu alaikum everybody and welcome to Islam from the Start series on Surah Yaseen. Now, as you've seen from the introduction, Surah Yaseen is such an important surah. And what we hope to do through these series of 5 minute or 10 minute short video talks through the month of Ramadan is to get an understanding and an overview of what Surah Yaseen is, what are the contents of this surah. And most importantly, we're going to be trying to pick out key vocabulary words and associating those with images. And the advantage of doing it this way is that when you're reciting Surah Yaseen or listening to it being recited, you're going to then be able to pick up these key words being recited and understand what's being said. And that's pretty amazing. So before we begin, let's just have a quick look at the structure of Surah Yaseen. It's beautiful because the more you understand about the Quran, the more you start to appreciate that every single word, sentence, structure, it's all been planned so beautifully. It cannot be anything but a miracle. But if we just have a quick look, Surah Yaseen, how many ayahs does this surah have? Come on, you must know because I'm always scrolling to the back to see how long is left to go. 80, 83? That's it, 83 ayah to Surah Yaseen. And if we look at it and think of it as divided into four sections. So the first section talks all about the message, the Holy Quran, and the messenger, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Section two looks at lessons from the past. So stories about the past and what we can learn from them. Section three talks about the blessings of Allah's creation, the world around us, the present world around us. So section one was the message and the messenger. Section two was, can you remember? I literally only just said it and I've forgotten it myself. Lessons from the past. Section two is the past. Section three is the present. And section four, can you guess? Past, present, future. That's it. Section four is the future, the world that is to come. Isn't that a beautiful structure and an easy way to try and remember and learn Surah Yaseen? So in today's talk, we're going to be looking at the first five ayah of Surah Yaseen under the topic the message and the messenger. Yaseen. This surah begins with two letters rather than a word. And nobody really knows what this means. You might have come across other surahs in the Quran. I think there's about 29 other chapters which begin in a similar way using letters rather than words. And nobody really knows what they mean. Some people say Yaseen could be an abbreviated version of Ya Insan, O man, or referring to the perfect man, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi. Or it could be referring to Yaseen as one of the titles of the Holy Prophet, because he was also known as Yaseen. And it was onto his heart that Allah revealed the whole of the Quran. And it was because of the love of the Holy Prophet that the whole universe was created. Then Allah goes on to say, Wal Qur'an al Hakim, I swear by the Quran. Now, when Allah swears by something, it's to show the importance and stress on that which He's swearing by. In this case, it's the Quran. Do you know what Quran means? I used to think Quran means the book of God or the word of Allah, but Quran actually means to read or to recite. And Allah is calling this Quran Al-Hakim. Al-Hakim is also one of the titles of Allah, one of His 99 names. Do you remember what it means? Al-Hakim means the wise. Allah is calling the Quran the wisest book. It's a book of knowledge, of guidance, of advice. Quran Al-Hakim. Does that mean if I read or recite this Quran that I'll become wise? It doesn't quite work that way, because wisdom is doing, not just knowing what is right, but it's doing and choosing to do the right thing. So if I want to make wise choices, I have to read the Quran, but I also have to take an effort to understand it and then apply it to my life. The third verse goes on to say, إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Indeed, you, Rasulullah, are the Mursaleen, one of the messengers. Now we know that he's one of the messengers because Allah sent so many messengers. He sent 124,000 Mursaleen, and they all came to do just one job, to deliver the message of Tawheed, to teach us the belief in one God. Then Allah goes on to tell us that this Mursaleen, he is ala siratim mustaqim, that he is on the sirat, he is on a path. What kind of path? Mustaqim, he is on a straight path. Now, I'm sure you've heard this phrase before somewhere. Where have you heard Sirat al-Mustaqim? That's right, in Surah Fatiha, because it's something we recite every day. We pray to Allah, guide us on Sirat, the path, the straight path. And in this verse, Allah's already telling us that the Mursaleen, Rasulullah, is already on Sirat al-Mustaqim. He's already on the straight path. So now, together with the earlier verse, we know that if we want to be guided on Sirat al-Mustaqim, if we want to be guided on the straight path, we need to follow Quran al-Hakim, the wisest Quran, the wisest book, and we need to follow the Holy Prophet, the Mursaleen, who's already on the straight path. Then Allah tells us, where did this Quran come from? Tanzeel al-Aziz al-Rahim. Allah tells us, Tanzeel. It came from above. This Quran is not an earthly book, no regular book. It's sent down to us. And who sent it down? Al-Aziz al-Rahim, two titles again of Allah, two of his beautiful names. Do you remember what Al-Aziz means? That's right, the mighty, the powerful. Allah tells us that he sent down this Quran with his might. That doesn't mean that he sent it down because he needed us to worship him or he needed us to believe in him. No, Allah is the most powerful. He's already Al-Aziz. But rather Allah reminds us that he sent it down Ar-Rahim, out of his mercy, out of his kindness, out of his love for us. And it could not have been revealed to anyone except Rasulullah, who Allah has called in the Quran, Rahmatul Alameen, a mercy to mankind. So Allah revealed Quran al-Hakim, this wise book. He revealed it, he sent it down, Tanzeel, he sent it out of his kindness, his rahmah. So we need to follow the final message and the final messenger, Rahmatul Alameen. And together with both of these, we will be guided on Sirat al-Mustaqim, to the straight path. We hope you found that beneficial. So from today's session, the key vocabulary words that you would have picked up are Yasin, Quran, Hakim, Mursaleen, Sirat, Aziz, Rahim. Keep those in your mind because we'll be doing a quiz later on after a few more verses, and there'll be a worksheet that you can download and fill in as well. Join us on the next one when we'll be looking at why did Allah send down the Quran? How did people react to the message? And why did they behave that way? Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.